Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons and Dummies, a weekly podcast following a group of friends as they battle across a homebrewed world called Interiath in Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. Step into the mystical world of Interiath and follow as our party of dummies adventure across the lands. Tali Grug, half orc, half fighter, the mystery, played by Taylor. The Eclarian Shadow, half elf ranger from the Eclarian Mountains, played by Seth. And Alirlock Bloodhair, a Harrigan cleric, played by Joey. Last but not least, the creator of our beautiful world, the man of many voices, and our dungeon master, Sam.
So, we were just talking about our numbers, and we're on episode 74, which means that we are approaching the grand 100.
Yeah.
Episode 100. We should do something special for episode 100.
Well, it's 74 of Unstable Evolution. We are at 88 of all of our episodes, so we could do a special episode for our 100th overall episode.
Yeah. Yeah, we could. Maybe we could do like a one shot or something.
As long as we don't do an eclipse episode. I don't want to do an eclipse episode.
Oh, God.
Oh, you don't want to do an eclipse episode?
Somebody's been playing in a one shot.
Yeah, it will make everyone cry, except for me. I will cackle with laughter the entire time.
Sounds like a fun time to me.
PvP.
Yeah, I like to cry.
PvP.
Okay.
Get us back. Catch us
Should
up.
Should we... Recap!
Please.
Recap. So, in the previous session, we were with the Rocky Boys headed to see their king. We were following Rocky Boy with a beard, who turned out to be named either Eldar or Elder. I swear it was said 17 different words.
Yes, he did. In your defense, definitely said Elder, and then he changed it to Eldar. Yes, I'm with you.
How dare you? That name had been recorded long before the session.
Uh-huh.
So why would I mispronounce it?
Yeah.
Either way.
That's a great question. So what is his name?
Obviously, it's Elder.
Obviously, when you made up his name in the moment...
Correct. Yes. Let's get that on record. You definitely made it up the first time you said it.
No. It has always been Elder.
Joey.
I'm gonna agree with Sam here.
Thank you, Joey. Obviously, it is written right here in my notes as Elder.
If you do that one more time, I'm driving over there.
What was that?
Elder.
What is the motherfucker's name?
Eldar.
Because I'm sitting here writing Elder, and then all of a sudden I'm like, he just said Eldar.
Mm-hmm. I actually picked it up too, but I didn't say anything.
It's a second language for both Alirlock and Eldar. You know, neither of them, Sylvan is not either of their first languages. So there's just a little bit of miscommunication in the translation.
It's canon. That it was misheard.
It's canonly misheard, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, so Lirlock translated it wrong the first time as Elder, but then after a few times she picked it up clearly as Eldar.
Yeah, it's all Lirlock's fault.
Okay.
Damn you, Lirlock.
The whole party was led to a cave. The cave was full of colorful crystals that illuminated the space entirely. The wonders were not to be found, as it was a rare moment for even Taliq to be slightly shaken by the evident danger that the king of the Earth Elementals posed. He was enormous, and he was unamused. There were other small elementals around on dirtles and whatnot. And once we meet with the king, Alirlock and Eldar and the king have an incredible three-way. At which point...
Whoa. That's not what happened.
Oh, three-way conversation. Three-way conversation.
Need a recap of that recap?
Oh, three-way conversation. My bad.
I must have fallen asleep during that part.
There was no RP for that, I promise.
That was a fade to black.
Yeah, it was a fade to black.
After some significant back and forth, offering to help the Aurochs and whatnot, ultimately, the Sunstone is enough to sway the king. We're still not exactly sure what the fuck the Sunstone is, but the king of the Earth Elementals seemed to appreciate it, saying that we were friend of all life.
That's a good point, because when did you get that all the way back in your solo vision quest, right?
Yeah, when the Treants tried to murder me at my patron's behest. So Shadows tried to show it to a handful of people, but that's the first big reaction we've gotten from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys go outside, and the head guy comes out with you guys, and
Eldar.
Stone and Eldar. Stone being the head of the...
Gotcha.
Whatchamacallit.
The army.
Yeah. Why my brain's not working right now. Yeah, the head's the leg tie. General Stone, we'll call him. Anyway, so they come outside, and you'll start discussing battle strategy. So basically, he lets you know that he can spare 6 Dirtle Riders and... a large number of foot soldiers, you know, a dozen up to maybe 20 foot soldiers if you need those. And that, you know, they're at your command. I mean, what's the plan? They want to strategize with you guys.
One moment, please.
One moment, please.
Shadow's sitting there frustrated, stamping his feet on the rocks, and he starts... He tries to speak in Giant and Dwarvish. He says a couple of different things in Giant Dwarvish and is kind of looking at him like, y'all getting any of this? Like,
they look at each other. They shake their heads.
And Shadow's just like, okay. Alirlock, can they draw us a map of the valley in the dirt here? Or some kind of magic rock map or something?
Eldar, can you draw a map of the valley in the dirt?
Yeah, so he stamps his foot and stamps his staff, and it just instantly just recesses into the ground. It's this elaborate 3D
that's cool.
Map of the valley.
Hell yeah. That's what I was hoping for.
Draws a little X in the sand. He says, we are here.
Okay, DM, can we get one of those for the players to look at?
Oh, man.
Since we're friends with these guys now, I'm saying this to y'all in character. Since we're friends with these guys now, I think we use the top of the valley of the ridges to stay safe until we can get behind the herd of Aurochs wherever they are, which I'm sure these guys know where they are.
Oh, and I then agree. We just
use the numbers to push them north.
Our fleshy selves don't need to be down there in the valley with them. I'm hoping the Dirtle Riders can get down like we saw when we first encountered them.
There was only like, what, 2 or 3 that had the whole herd going. Yeah.
Okay, so let's ask Eldar if their scouts know where the Aurochs are right now.
Yeah, he'll turn to the general, and the general will turn to one of his soldiers, and a few seconds later, like it doesn't take long, like maybe 10 seconds later, a regular Claude soldier comes out of the wall and walks over to the map and makes a mark on the map showing you. And I don't know the best way to do this digitally, but basically it's... Can y'all see my little ball? I don't even know if y'all can see it at this view. It's way over to the southeast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, crack. Way over there.
Okay. So let's ask them if they can send 2 of the soldiers through the ridges to the southern point of the Aurochs herd at this time. And then we will position
a little spot down here.
2 more soldiers on each point in the center location of the canyons to keep them from going down any of the pathways that lead back out of the valley or back to the east.
Here's what I should be doing is I should just be plopping dirtles down at these spots. So,
Chad,
yes.
Question. Jim. What are we going to do about the Relic Sloth?
The Relic Sloth may stop the Aurochs.
Has it been picked clean, maybe, already? We wouldn't know.
Me and Taluk will go with Sergeant Stone and Eldar.
Sergeant Stone.
General Stone. General Stone and Eldar, and we will deal with the Relic Sloth. Leerlok, see if they'll allow you to hop along the top of the ridges to go and maintain the integrity of the defense to keep them from going back to the south. Hopefully by the time y'all get the Aurochs herd to the Relic Sloth, we'll have a path made.
Why don't we station a couple dirtles on the opening that would go down to Okerjest, like right there, yeah, where you just put your...
Yeah. Yeah, so that I got that from Shadow. So basically, y'all can't see all the... Here, let's move you guys up.
So we can see all the critters.
Yeah, I'm going to make you all fly. And then I'm going to pull you all the way up here.
There they are.
Okay, so I've got a dirtle here, here, two down here, one blocking this east exit, and then one blocking this other east exit. And then who's going over towards the... Relic Sloth?
Taluk, General Stone, and the Foot Soldiers. And Shadow. And Shadow. Taluk, Shadow, General Stone, and the Foot Soldiers will go to the Relic Sloth. And then Leerlok will go with the Dirtles to help make sure everything stays the way it's supposed to. Everybody knows their positions.
Elder asks what he can do to help.
So, Leerlok, are you good with that idea?
There's dirtles in different locations. Where exactly do you want me? Are you wanting me to... Someone's got to be behind them chasing the
I was thinking you would get in the central point. And do you have thaumaturgy?
Oh, that's a great question. I do.
I was thinking you would get in this central point right here. And when they get the Aurochs around... Here, right for the Relic Sloth, you hit the whole valley with the loudest, booming, raucous noise.
You kind of want him to play quarterback from the that central point.
And when they get right here, give them a final boost of speed to power them through this last little corridor. And then we'll hopefully have the Relic Sloth out of the way, and we'll get up here and prepare to give them their final push up into the forest. That's my plan. I'm open to suggestions.
I love it.
Sounds great to me.
So
Leerlok.
Wait, what did you want Eldar to do? I never got that part.
Come with Shadow and Taluk and and the other guys to... I'm hoping he... If basically, my hope is that he can use his power to move the Relic Sloth. If not, they're gonna have to muscle it.
Okay. So Leerlok. Yeah, the general goes with you. He sends his dirtles around.
Two soldiers, not dirtles, will have to sneak around and start the Aurochs stampede.
Yeah, they could even... they just need to materialize behind them and you go up on the edge of the ridge and then
materialize and clap.
Startle them.
Yep. Okay.
I like it.
So tell me what y'all are doing with the Relic Sloth. First things first.
Shadow very respectfully asks if Starlight can stay inside the cave.
They say he can stay outside, and they're going to be leaving a dirtle soldier guarding that anyways. Okay. And they'll make sure to keep an eye on him.
And my horse is there too, all three of them. Well, never mind. All two of them, sorry.
So as they're heading to the Relic Sloth, Shadow kind of points and grunts at General Stone to try to get a couple of more foot soldiers at these other openings.
It's like a Ocean's 11, you know, flashback scene where we're seeing the scene kind of play out, but we're also seeing the planning. And so I imagine you're drawing, like, you're making little dots for the little soldiers, and you're making like big dots for the dirtles and stuff. And then you explain there's a relic sloth here, and they've got the plan. They've all got the plan. I think the only thing that I, as the DM, am not sure about is what y'all are planning to do with the relic sloth.
Can Eldar use his dirt powers, like we saw him when he threw the orc off the top, and like when they were moving the stones? Does he have the power to control the ground under the sloth?
Exactly. So I was thinking like a jack. So if he could raise the ground under one end of the relic sloth and kind of tip it over to the side of the valley to prevent it blocking the pathway.
So he's listening and nodding along, and he says, I think we can help. I think the soldiers can help. And the little guy that scouted nods his head. So when y'all get there, he taps his staff on the ground a little bit, like a poof, poof, and then starts rumbling. And at first, it's just kind of rumbling. This carcass is still pretty meaty. Not much have been picked off of it. The acid drip vultures have come over to it, but they leave it alone when y'all start getting close to it and scurry off. As it starts to rumble, the whole thing starts to lift up, and you realize that there's like a dozen of these little rock guys coming out of the ground up underneath it, like Pikmin carrying something way too big. And they're kind of all the way around it on the perimeter, and they don't actually start walking. They just kind of start gliding their feet across the ground and moving the relic sloth off to one side. And once they've got it like pushed all the way up against one side, kind of laid out long, then Eldar takes the stone and very lovingly, like a father putting a blanket on their child, wraps the stone up around him and kind of pushes him into the wall just a little bit.
Shadow just kind of does a gentle clap. He doesn't really know what to say because Eldar can't understand him. So he's just kind of like trying to make. He picks up two rocks and rubs them together, and he's giving them thumbs up. And he's like, "Yeah."
Oh, man.
The visual.
I pick up three rocks and start juggling them.
Eldar looks at you guys a little bit funny and kind of does his equivalent to a shrug, and he nods at one of the little guys, and the little guy disappears under the ground, and he motions and points up to the top of the ridge that y'all should probably head up that way.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Talk, let's go. We're gonna get pulped.
Okay. Scramble up the ridge.
One of the dirtles actually raises up underneath you, because one of the dirtles had come with you guys, and actually like raises up underneath you and elevators you up the side of this mountain.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
So
I love the dirtles.
Make me a perception check, Joey.
Oh man. This is it.
He's over by the aurochs, right?
He's like overlooking. He's, you know, maybe 100 feet from the center of the aurochs, but he's on kind of the north side, so they're even farther. But
14.
A 14 is high enough. You hear off in the distance a poof, poof, and it sounds like a rock clapping sound, and then a short while after that you hear poof, 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 poof. It sounds like just a couple of creatures running off of the distance, and then you hear one big loud crashing sound of stone crushing into another stone, and after that a cacophony of hooves thundering on the ground as the movement begins. And these guys go sprinting and taking off down the valley. They run along. and get into this opening here.
Oh my. They multiply.
Oh, there's a freaking bungle load of them.
Holly, do you have any charges in your big bone?
Oh yeah.
First things first, I'm just going to pick one of you. Taylor, roll me a d6.
Oh, fuck.
A d6. All right. Whee! I sent it flying!
Oh, no.
One.
Okay, so as these guys come around the corner, they take a tight turn to the left and start running straight, like right underneath you, Alirlock, hugging this left turn back towards the way that you guys came in from Okrajest.
Oh shit.
And towards one of the dirtle riders standing in the middle of this valley.
Oh god, is he enough to stop him?
He goes to boom his lance against his shield and make a loud noise, but compared to the cacophony coming out of these guys, it doesn't do anything.
I thought we had a few dirtles right there.
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. But you had 2 starting the stampede, 1 off to the west. They didn't try to go that way. 1 off to the next west.
I would say both of these guys.
Yeah, you kind
of
get 2 here. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping for.
They're not trying to keep them out of the hot springs. That would be a big deal.
Yeah.
So yeah, so there's 2 there. So let me roll the other guy. Okay, the other one bangs, and he gets a little bit of attention. They start to divert, but they start to divert into the hot spring corner. Joey, I'm going to give you a turn here. You guys are too far away to really have any impact, but if there's something you want to do, let me know. But I'm just going to give Joey a turn if he wants to try anything.
How far exactly are we away?
Oof, man. Let's see.
I think this is the Joey Dirtle show.
Okay.
Yeah, the Captain Stone, or what was his name? General Stone. Is up here with you guys.
Sergeant, Captain. He's been promoted and demoted 10 times
already. He's in the damn army, regardless.
Lord Stone. Okay. Yeah, sorry. What you got? You got anything you want to do?
Yeah, I want to... I do want to use Thaumaturgy.
Okay.
I haven't actually used this. Cause... Your voice booms up 3 times loud.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah,
that's great. Tremors and ground for 1 minute. I am going to do my best to signal to General Stone over here to use his action, if he has an action, to... I mean, I guess I can loosely tell him
spoke a little bit of Sylvan.
Yeah. So I'll tell him to... command his dirtle riders to sort of not really move from their position, but sort of like pressure the Aurochs a little. And I'm going to move over here. I'm going to cast Thaumaturgy 30 feet away. That's really not that far at all.
Basically makes it to the bottom of the cliffside.
Yeah.
But they were hugging this cliff tight as they were running around the corner. One of them's kind of the guy that was closer to the inside corner has kind of got them turning away. And so as y'all are running along the ridge here, chasing them and trying to keep up with them, go ahead and make me a animal handling roll with your Thaumaturgy. What kind of sound are you making?
I am not creating a sound. Out of my voice, I am going to create a very loud, a series of rolling thunder, and it lasts for the duration of a minute. I mean, as far as I can feasibly get it, it's not really, I can't really do much from this positioning with Thaumaturgy. So it's going to be sort of a rolling thunder that tries to, like, combat the Aurochs in their own thunderous ways.
Love thunder.
Yeah, because you're saying you can use one action and it's going to keep going for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. Do. So you do that. So it's basically just coming from the bottom of the valley right below you.
Yeah, it's coming from the point.
Okay. It's
basically as far as I can get it, and the roll was a dirty 20.
Okay, awesome. All right, and then at the same time...
Hell yeah.
The general run over to the corner, and he shouts down to his guys. So one of his guys actually steps up and takes like a swing with his lance towards these guys and like gets really aggressive on them, he's gonna take the thunder damage. And these guys are actually weak to thunder damage.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me double check the cacophony, because it might go badly for one of these guys.
Dadgum cacophony.
The fucking Catalina cacophony.
The Cinder Valley cacophony of chaos.
This is the worst organized I've ever been for a dungeon. This dungeon's just a hot cluster. You guys don't even know. Okay.
And we've come up with a complex plan with 17 moving parts.
Right? That was... Yeah. Okay. All right. He takes... He's alive. Him and the Dirtle are alive, but you can see, like, chunks of stone go flying off of him as the thunder just rumbles him, and he kind of stumbles back. But between all of that, y'all turn these guys back up north, and they turn back up this way and start headed to the north.
Okay, how many turns have passed?
That was all like, these guys run pretty dang fast. Let's see. One, two. That was two turns since the very first sound.
We can see that they start going the wrong way.
You can see the dustiness.
So I start booking it. Two turns with dashes so I can get 120 feet. So that puts me right here on this little bend. I can shoot a firebolt 200 feet. I don't want to hit them. I want to shoot it off the wall, like right here when I see them coming back, okay. Like kind of just behind them, just to encourage them to keep coming this way, like behind them. So hit the ground, like right here behind them.
Yeah, go ahead and make me an attack roll just to see how it goes if you hit your target.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, God.
If you hit your target, okay.
Real encouraging.
25.
25. Okay. Yeah. So you catch it like right behind the one in the back's hoof, and he just picks up his tail a little bit and actually pushes into some of the other ones. And yeah, they all push forward into valley that y'all wanted them to. As they're running along, though, it's getting narrow in here, and the vultures are pretty upset that their carcass has been covered. So they've actually been circling around, swinging above. Like spiraling above where y'all buried the carcass. So there's actually acid dripping down there. And as these guys run into it, the one in the front gets hit by acid and tries to stop and gets slammed in the butthole by a bunch of these other guys as they're running into this valley. And it starts to create a big choke point bottleneck, part that's already a bit of a choke point physically. And the fact the first one's got hot burning face is not helping.
Can Shadow identify if the vultures were not there, if they would still have acid falling?
Yeah, so basically every time they flap their wings, a little bit of acid drips off of them and falls to the ground.
How wide is this canyon actually?
This is an accurate representation, so what is this about?
Choke point's pretty small.
20 feet across, 30, 25 feet across, yeah. 25, 30 feet across.
Okay.
At the smallest point, it's like 20 from this post over to here.
Okay, so here's what happens. Shadow uses Misty Step, and a silvery mist consumes him, and he teleports to the opposite side of the canyon.
Okay.
At that point, he double taps the circlet on his forehead and unleashes three scorching rays at the three vultures.
Ooh, make me nice. Three attack rolls.
Okay, attack roll number one. 19.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Tell you, the AC's not very high at all.
10 damage.
Okay, so one of them just blasts out of the air.
Oh, hell okay. Yeah.
Attack roll number two. Oh, 13.
13's a hit.
Okay. Damage. 8 damage.
That's enough. Blast another one out of here.
And then third scorching ray.
Sick.
18 to hit. And 9 damage.
That's enough. So Shadow just teleports across, and then three bolts come flying out of his hat and just kill all these vultures. And the one in front that had kind of startled shakes his head and kind of gets pushed to the side, but the rest of these guys cacophony right past him, and none of the other ones get stalled out. And they go running off to the north, and you see them running out into the ashes and running into the ashlands.
Let's fucking go. Yeah.
I give like a war cry and I smack one of the Rocky boys on the back really hard.
He's like doing like an Ewok, doing his own little short guy war cry. He smacks you on the leg. It's like getting hit by a rock in the back of the knee.
Ow. Oh,
no.
Oh, heck yeah. Shadow's just sitting there and he reaches down and he twists his ring of jumping and he hops back across the canyon.
We're all like 100 feet away. I yell all the way back to Lear, like across the valley. I'm like, hell yeah, nice job.
I, in response, use my cantrip again to make another.
It's more like fireworks this time.
Finger guns as it goes off.
The general rides up on his dirtle next to you. He's about eye level with you, a Learlock, and he says in Sylvan, he says, good soft skin. But then he slides down this mountain to go check on his subordinate.
Perfect.
After cheering briefly, a lot of the little guys start to sink into the ground. The dirtle does well, and Elder steps up to you, Shadow, and he says, friend of the four, we wish you luck in your mission, and we hope that you cleanse the lands. And you can't understand any of this because he is still speaking Sylvan.
It's okay. Shadow's a linguist. He's going to remember the noises so he can repeat them to Learlock later.
Yeah.
What time of day is it right now?
Like mid-afternoon.
3 p.m. No. I'm sorry. By now, it would be about 4 p.m.
Yeah, because y'all rode all the way out there, planned all this, executed all this.
I think we make our way back to our horses outside of the king's cave.
Oh, that's true. You gotta get your horses.
Is the door open or closed when we get over there?
It's closed. But a dirtle slides out of the wall when you get close with a slag knight on him.
I think we just grab our horses. We're all together, I'm assuming. We're back over there, kind of regrouped.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Baron and let him know that the job's done. Get paid for this shit and get some rest. Did you have anything else y'all want to do up here?
Oh, yeah. I'm good with whatever. I didn't anticipate going back to the Baron until whatever. But I'm good with that.
Yeah, I mean, the job was to clear the valley. Let's go get paid for the job.
Okay.
And then we need to follow up on whatever is the problem north of the forest.
That's right. Then we venture back deeper into the forest, figure out what caused all this, see if we can get some leads on our friend Zias.
Yeah, so y'all kind of talk amongst yourself now that y'all are back to town. It's the evening. You know, what do you guys want to do? Y'all want to go straight to bed? Y'all want to go try to find Baron Shuntfire? Jack Free asked you to find him once you got back to town so he could read your palm. You know, what are y'all doing next? I'm kind of talking out.
I really, Talik, I don't trust this Jack Free guy because, okay, we had a similar experience with the druid, just kind of being around and like he was there when bad shit happened. And then also he was really quick to implicate the Baron as starting the fire. But then it didn't take long to kind of find out that the fire came from a totally different direction. I don't know. He just, to Talik, this Jeffrey dude seems shady. I don't know what y'all's initial thoughts were, but that was my, just off the bat, kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so I think for Shadow, you know, he's thinking he doesn't trust anybody up here at all, and he is, the main focus that Shadow has right now is he's concerned that the trail is going cold on whatever or whoever may have started the fire, and he's itching to get back out on the trail and get to the west at the Aclarian Mountain Range and see what's going on, partially because he doesn't care about the gold or whatever comes from the bounty, and partially because whatever this is clearly close enough to his homelands to cause him great levels of concern. Yeah, so Shadow has got his wildling eyes darting around. He's just ready to hurry up and get whatever we need to do done here and get back on the trail. So 6 p.m. rolling into Okrajest, he would turn to Tolik and Learlock and be like, hurry up, let's go talk to this guy.
With every lie, there's a hint of truth. And Learlock is, I think, probably wants to try and seek out this character. But that can also wait as well.
Learlock's kind of thinking, explore all angles.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we're all like on opposite ends of the spectrum, which is great. I mean, that's, yeah. Well, and Alirlock also wasn't with us for all the druid stuff, so that makes sense too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, what are we doing here? Let's hurry up. Who do y'all want to talk to? We got to get back on the trail. My parents' house might be burning right now.
Let's find the Baron and cash in this bounty. Let him know that we cleared out the valley. And yeah, I mean, if you want to go ahead and go, I mean, I thought we'd rest tonight, but if it's urgent, I mean, I trust you.
What are you thinking, Alirlock? You ready to go tonight, or what do you want to do?
Joey has already clicked the long rest button. Because you said we could do that, and I did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, out of character. You're totally able to convince Shadow to talk to all these people and stay the night here.
No, that's totally fine. I'm good either way. I just need to take some time to roll back.
Don't
whatever
worry about
I
that
did.
Right now.
Yeah.
So Tolik chimes in, is like, look, Shadow, I know you're worried about the fire. The damage is done. Let's talk to the Baron, collect this bounty. Let's get some rest. I know you're worried. I know you're it's going to be there tomorrow. We'll go. We can leave at 5 a.m. if you want to, but let's get some rest. Let's talk to the Baron. Let's cash this bad boy in. Spend the night and head out early morning.
Okay. Where's this Jack Free guy at, Alirlock? I wasn't even paying attention to him. He gave me the willies.
I'm not too sure myself. We can just go talk to the Baron and then rest, and then we'll, if we come across him, we'll come across him. It's fine. Either way.
Shadow gets off his horse and goes storming into the bar, to the inn, and is like, hey, Evelyn, where's this Jack Free character at?
Hello, welcome back. Jack Free, oh, he just came back through. I'm so glad that you guys showed up. He just passed through here grabbing a few supplies. He said he didn't have any success in his forge and up in the forest. He told us the most tragic news, in fact, that it burned down to nothing.
Yeah, where's he at?
Truffle's like, oh, you guys... Jeffrey said he met you guys out there. I'm so happy for you. He was so excited to meet some people, new people. He loves meeting new people.
And Evelyn just kind of gives Truffle a look like, you don't know Jeffrey at all. And he says, anyway, he lives back over on the other side of town, down in not the industrial district. We don't do industrial, but you know where the Farrier and people like that are.
Oh shit! That's the Jack Free he was talking about when you were asking him about the lycanthropy thing when we were down here drinking the other night.
You think so?
Yeah, that's him. That's Jeffrey.
Evelyn, you're a saint. I don't know how you deal with this man. And Shadow just storms out back to his horse.
She sighs and says, "Me neither."
Come on, guys, let's go talk to this lizard wolf mushroom lover.
Lizard wolf mushroom leather. Puppy
what time
baby
is
monkey.
It?
It's about 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So his instructions are to go into town and take your first right into town, follow the road, and it'll be your third right after that. And it's a small thatch roof house.
I think this one.
Oh, wow, that was really good. Was that
that was really good, because it wasn't too loud.
Was that the Discord noise, or did somebody actually knock?
That was me actually hitting.
Oh, was good.
Fantastic. Man, Joey gets inspiration.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
So Seth was talking to me the other day. He's like, You know, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to influence it, but you haven't given me inspiration in like 6 months.
No, it's been over a year.
Okay, so you hear a shuffling, you hear a wooden chair screech back on the floor and shuffle across the room and open the door, and sure enough, you see a familiar-looking face of a lizard man with keen eyes and a narrow snout. He says,
"Ah, hello. It's so good to see you. I'm glad you visit. Please, come in, come in."
The moment Shadow steps through the door, he casts Fey Presence as he goes to shake this creature's hand.
Oh my, charm or fear?
Charm.
Charm, okay. Does he know? First off, what's my DC and my roll?
16.
16 and wisdom?
Wisdom, yes.
Okay. Ooh. He fails hard.
Okay, so he is charmed by me.
Okay, does he know he's charmed at the end or now or anything? And how long is he charmed for?
He is charmed for until the end of my next turn.
Okay, so just a short few seconds. So as you walk up and shake his hand and you cast your thing, you see his eyes just go a little bit glassy and he just nods. He's like, "Oh, so glad you're here." And you've got, you know, just a brief moment to take advantage of this.
Do you really think that the Baron would be able to burn all those lands?
His eyes get keen and he looks you dead in the eye. He says, "I wouldn't put anything past what the Baron would do to protect his city."
Why the fuck would the Baron burn the forest right by his town? What does he get out of it?
He kind of shakes his head and he looks at you funny. He takes his hand back and he takes a step back away from you, Shadow. And he turns to Talik. He doesn't say anything. He turns to Talik. He says,
"So what I was told is that he was trying to create a stopgap between Okrajest and the rest of Mekzim by destroying the old Boar Forest. I was told that his theory was if there were no animals, then there would be no threat from the transformed animals."
Hmm.
Do you have any evidence of this?
Alas, I do not.
Hmm.
Like I said, it was all rumor. I was hoping it wasn't true.
We can't really cause a stink over a hunch. I hate to tell you there, buddy.
Cause a stink? No, I wouldn't want you to cause a stink about anything.
Well, that's kind of what we do.
Make a persuasion check, Shadow.
Okay. 22.
He makes a smirk. He says, "I suppose it is. But you seem like good folk, wanting to make a stink for the right reason. I digress. I invited you here because I wanted to do you all a favor. Read your palms, cast your fortune, if I may be so bold."
Why do you want to do this for us?
That is my trade. That is my practitioner. I am a shaman of Solstisa. She works in fortunes and, what's the word for it when you talk about prophecies? That's the word. I would obviously know that, but the DM's brain operates slowly sometimes. You'll have to forgive him.
The Shadow cautiously but casually takes a step to the side and said, "Feel free, gentlemen," because Shadow's thinking in his head, there is no way that he is going to risk the Archfey's wrath by any type of anything getting done to him that involves magic.
I'm not interested. I'm just have my arms crossed.
He looks at Alirlok and says, "Please, if you will," and he takes a step back and kind of offers a hand out to you.
Find out what happens to our party next week.
Check us out at dndndummies.com. And please leave us a rating and a review on your podcast app. It would mean the world to us.